Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Skyhawk, written by Jill Lewis and read by John Vos. I saw her first, a pale, skinny girl, lying on a flat rock below the rapids. She was leaning out over the edge, reaching down into a deep pool of still water. Swirls of river foam clung to the bottom of her rolled-up sleeves and the floating ends of her long red hair. She was watching something in the dark river shadows. Rob and Ewan pulled up beside me by the gap in the trees, their bike tires skidding on the muddy track.
"What you looking at, Callum?" said Rob.
"Someone's down there," I said.
"A girl."
Ewan pushed away a pine branch to get a better view down to the river.
"Who is it?"
"Dunno," I said.
"She's nuts, though. It must be freezing in there."
I looked up and down the river to see if she was with anyone, but there was no one. She was on her own. The river was fast and swollen from the heavy rains. It came down from the loch in the high glen above us. Late March snow still clung to the mountain gullies. The loch and river were cold as ice.
"She's on our river," scowled Rob.
The girl slipped her arm in deeper. Water crept over her sleeve and up to her shoulder.
"What's she doing?" I said.
Ewan dropped his bike onto the ground.
"Fishing, that's what."
The girl plunged forwards in a blur of spray. When she sat back up, she was clutching a massive brown trout. It flapped and thrashed in her wet hands. She flicked her hair back over her head, and for the first time we could clearly see her face.
"I know her," said Rob.
I turned to look at him. His face was dark and grim.
"Who is she?"
I said. But Rob was already off his bike and marching down the riverbank towards her.
"Rob!"
I called. The girl looked up and saw us and tried to hide the fish in her arms. Ewan and I ran down to the water's edge following Rob. A narrow channel of fast water ran between us and the girl. Rob yelled across at her.
"Iona McNair!"
The girl scrambled to her feet. Rob leapt across to the flat rock and grabbed her arm.
"You're a thief, Iona McNair, just like your ma!"
The girl struggled to hold the slippery fish.
"I'm not stealing!" she cried.
Rob pulled the fish off her and jumped back onto the riverbank.
"Then what do you call this?"
He held the fish up high.
"This is Callum's river, and you're stealing!"
They all looked at me now.
"What about it, Callum?" said Rob. "What's the punishment for fishing on your farm without a permit?"
I opened my mouth, but no words came out.